Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Today is the 20th Sunday in ordinary time, but in our part of the world, the solemnity of the Assumption of the Blessed Virgin Mary is celebrated today. First reading will be taken from the book of the Apocalypse, chapter 11, verse 19, chapter 12, verses 1 to 6, and verse 10. Our psalm for today is Psalm 45. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verses 20 to 26. Gospel reading will be taken from Luke's Gospel, chapter 1, verses 39 to 56. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is No Corruption, But Raised to Life with Her Body and Soul. We believe, my brothers and my sisters, that those who die in Christ will be raised to life. St. Paul reminds us in today's second reading that just as all men die in Adam, so all men will be brought to life in Christ Jesus. Thus, our bodies will be transformed after death. In other words, a physical body is buried, but a spiritual body will be raised, says St. Paul in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 44. Of course, my brothers, my sisters, it is difficult to comprehend how the dead will be raised to life, or to determine the shape, size, or quality of afterlife bodies. However, we believe that by the power of God, the bodies of the dead will be clothed with bodies suited for the life in heaven. Thus, my brother, my sister, that body will not be trapped under the sway of corporeal, intellectual, or passionate desires, for it will be wholly dominated by the Spirit. In other words, our corruptible body cannot enter heaven. Hence, those open to God will be given perfect and incorruptible bodies designed by the Spirit. It is clear in the scriptures, my brothers, my sisters, that our Mother Mary, the woman who brought a male child into the world, her son who rules all the nations with an iron scepter, was fully open and committed to the will of God. Having been brought to life in a unique way, our Mother Mary not only said yes to be the mother of the new Adam, but she also cooperated with her son, the new Moses, to establish the new Exodus through his death and resurrection. And we believe that when Mary slept off the world, she was preserved from the corruption of the tomb and was brought to life in Christ Jesus, body and soul, to the glory of heaven, where as queen she sits in splendor at the right hand of her son, the immortal King of the ages. Pope Benedict XVI notes that Mary lives what we await at the end of time. She already lives what we proclaim in the Creed. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Thus, my brother, my sister, having responded, lived for, by, and with Christ, we believe that the Lord will cleanse and make us fit for heaven. And of course, the final part of our purification will occur after death through the saving fire of purgatory. The author of the letter to the Hebrews, chapter 12, verse 14 says, No one will see the Lord without holiness. Our Mother Mary did not pass through the purgative fire of purgatory, for she was holy and with God from birth, during life on earth, and at the moment of her death. As children of God, we have before us the pathway to life, the life our Mother Mary herself embraced. If it is our desire to enjoy heaven, to be with the Lord and our Mother Mary, then we must be willing to uphold the yes that counters pride the yes that rejects the worldly approach, and the yes that accepts suffering to the glory of God. Yes, we will be raised to life, but my brother, my sister, let us work for our salvation today, for the kingdom of God is here and now. May the Lord bless us and grant us His blessings this day, this week. In the name of the Father, Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. St. Michael the Archangel, pray for us.